This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A short week for many. Hope you enjoyed Memorial Day weekend and remembered those who gave their lives for the lives that we are all able to live here in the United States, for sure. And I'll tell you what, it was really an interesting weekend, to say the least. I think people were celebrating with family and had a chance to just at least breathe and relax, whether they had a couple days off or one day off or whatever it might be. So I think ultimately that is a good thing, to take a pause. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much, as always, for being with us. We're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions here right at the top. The debt deal, oh, we have been talking about this forever, it feels like. And, of course, it has been forever. In the 16 years I've been doing this show, I have talked about debt. I've talked about the deals. I've talked about the farsity of so many crazy things that have happened through different administrations and different people who represent, both in the Senate and in Congress, and all the noise of figuring out the budget and watching as the debt just keeps getting raked up higher and higher and higher. So, I mean, here's the thing. If the debt ceiling isn't raised, we default on our debt, and then you can argue whichever way you want to argue, but the bottom line is it would have an impact. It would have an economic impact. I've talked to too many people about the numbers in many, many different directions of what it would specifically mean. And we've talked about this a lot on this show. So Saturday night, President Joe Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy had a tentative deal. And it includes expanded work requirements for food stamps, opposed by Democrats, to higher spending levels than conservatives demanded. So with just over a week until the U.S. risks running out of cash to pay its bills, the two leaders now have to convince enough members of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party that the agreement hashed out by a small group of negotiators is a better deal than the global economic consequences of default. So, McCarthy claimed 95% of the House Republicans are very excited by the deal. You wouldn't know that by some who were tweeting out nasty things and saying, it's insane. It's insanity. What did I see? That shortly after the deal was announced, Ralph Norman from South Carolina called it exactly that, insanity. Dan Bishop of North Carolina responding with an emoji of a face vomiting. That's your representative, North Carolina. And then there were others on the Republican side who said they want to see more of the fine strokes on the bill, the text, before making up their mind. So McCarthy has said he'll abide by a 72-hour rule to allow lawmakers to review legislation and is planning a House vote on Wednesday. In the Senate, any one lawmaker actually can tie up legislation and force procedural votes. Utah Republican Mike Lee has already said he would do just that if he doesn't like spending levels in the bill. So it looks like this will pass. And not everybody's going to be happy. It's a two-year budget agreement. Cuts, again, far less than the $4.8 trillion in reductions the House put on the table at the start of the talks. And then it also includes some other things, like the fact that there's going to be expanded work requirements for the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, which is called SNAP, and there's also going to be more requirements on other areas of people who are receiving aid, just depending on what it is. Of course, no relief of student loans. That's going to kick back in again. But veterans and military folks will get a little bit of an increase in what's coming up with the budget. So these are some of the things that are in this tentative bill that or agreement that has to go through the House and the Senate, and we'll see. But the we'll see is not the kind of we'll see I was saying weeks ago. I'd be very surprised if this does not happen. It seems like there would be enough backing for it to happen. It looks like there's going to be enough backing. And then it's 2 years. So in 2 years, maybe there'll be significant changes that the debt can be attacked. There can be a better way to do this instead of hitting this traffic jam every single time. All right, speaking of traffic jams, I don't know if you got caught in one over the holiday weekend. I'm sure some people did. But travel overall was not too bad, according to what some of the airlines have said. There were millions and millions of people that traveled, but the TSA didn't report any serious snags. A few little delays here and there, but not too bad. So like on Friday, you had 2.7 million that went through TSA checkpoints, and throughout the week it was over 2 million every single day. Lots of people coming back late on Monday. So the good news is that we would definitely be talking about that. We'd definitely be talking about people that were trapped or stuck or any of the possible things that can happen when you fly. And there weren't big reports of that. So that is a very, very good thing. A very good thing. Not a good thing is what happened over the weekend to this building collapse in Davenport, Iowa. It happened on a Sunday evening, you know, right around 5-ish. And I guess there had been some complaints by people about the building and things they didn't think were safe. So then, guess what? Bricks were falling from the building, and the 6-story apartment building lost like half of its face. So you had 8 people who were rescued, no deaths reported, which is miraculous. No deaths. And you had the first responders getting there immediately, going into pretty dangerous situation because things were crumbling, along with canines. So they were there all over the place to try to rescue anyone that could find themselves trapped. And people self-evacuated, got out. Some people just narrowly got out, but they got out. And that's the good news there. The bad news is that there were so many warnings about this building. And finally, they were starting to do something about it. And then that's what happens. I mean, it's the kind of thing where you look at a building, if you had no idea, you drive around the corner, you look up and you say, oh, that's somebody's bathroom. That looks like part of a living room. Because everything just crumbled and you could see water dripping and all of that for what was left behind from these apartments. Wow. All right, hang with us. Coming up, more odds and ends, including a cruise ship disaster for Carnival. How did they handle it? Looks like not very well.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Is with us. He's an author. He's written a book about his journey, facing the challenge, beating the odds, the Jimmy Mulzette story. And that's what we're talking about here on Author's Corner on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. When he was a young child, he nearly died before his first birthday. And boy, what he has done with his life and the challenges that were in front of him, just such an inspiration. Jimmy, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So let's talk about the beginning of your life and, you know, at 6 months of age being diagnosed with cerebral palsy and the fact that they never even expected you to walk, right?
No, they never expected me to walk. They never expected me to do anything. When I was afraid, when I afraid was born, of course I had cerebral palsy, but the doctor didn't know right away. My mother, when I was home with my mother, she found a little, like a lump in the back of my head. And I couldn't lay on my back. I always cried and everything. And then that's where everything began.
So I think your mother didn't believe that you were going to be limited. And then you have led this life where you've run in the New York City Marathon. You climbed the stairs to the top of the Empire State Building. You've had this incredible job. Tell us about that and what led you to overcome the odds. How'd you beat the odds?
Well, see, right before the New York City Marathon was coming up my street, up on 79th and 3rd Avenue. And I was thinking, I say, I wonder can I really do that? I would like to walk or run in the New York City Marathon. Now, many people thought that, oh, I was crazy, I don't want to do that, you know, but with me, I wanted to try. So I went to the group that I belong to, the Achilles Track Club, and I told them that I would like to try to run in the New York City Marathon. So they trained me for that, and I finally did it.
Wow, what did that feel like, finishing the marathon?
Well, first of all, I tried to run, but I can't run. So me and my coach, we walked all the way, and I've been on my feet for 8 hours. Walking the marathon from Staten Island to Central Park by the Tavern on the Green.
Wow.
It was so fantastic. I feel so happy to do it. And I did it. I didn't believe it or not. I didn't do it one time. I like it so much, I even do it 8 times in a row.
Wow. Wow, that shows you if you can really overcome obstacles. Why did you write the book? What made you want to tell your story?
The reason I wrote the book because I want to be like a role model for people with disabilities and without disabilities, and let them know that what I went through with my struggles, I pray to God every day. My mother prayed, I prayed, my mother taught me how to pray, and God listened to my prayers, and now I'm living on my own and taking care of myself.
Wow, and you had a career. You recently retired. 39 years you worked for the City University of New York. What was that like?
Oh, that was a wonderful thing. I thought I would never get a job. One of the ladies that lived in my building, the old building where I lived in on 80th Street, she's the one that got me into the program that the late Mayor Ed Koch had about the inner school, outer school program for people with disabilities. I go to school in the morning, and I come home and I work 2 hours during the day. So I did that, and they liked me and everything, and then later on, they put me on civil service, and I kept going up and up, and I've been there about 39 years.
So I go back to the beginning of what we talked about. You, the diagnosis and the prediction was you would never walk, and here you've walked the New York City Marathon 8 times. You've had this job for all those years. You're living on your own. You definitely are an inspiration. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, what I want people to take away when they read the book is Nothing is impossible. If you try and you don't give up, it's going to be hard in the beginning. Going to get hard for me, but my father never gave up on me. And I hope that people will never give up on themselves if they want to get better.
Boy, yeah, that's so true, right? Never give up. Always find the hope. For you in writing the book, was it fun, Jimmy, to go back and relive some of those moments?
Well, see, when I started doing all this, I had to get some information when my father and me were together. Of course, I asked my father, Daddy, what happened to me. So he's the one that really explained it the way I was in the beginning. And he's so proud of me now, the way I came about. Of course, my parents are not living anymore, but like I said, and I always say that I want to thank God for the wonderful parents that I had, and loving, and they really took care of me.
Boy, no kidding. Well, this book, Facing the Challenge, Beating the Odds, the Jimmy Mulzette Story, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Jimmy, thanks for sharing your story.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me on.
All right, I love the story about Jimmy and how he gives the credit to his parents and the fact that he never gave up because he would have had a much different life than the one that he led, the power of believing and keep going and going and going. All right, that's the people on Carnival Sunshine cruise ship as far as going and going and going. There were some terrifying videos that showed a coastal storm that flooded that ship over the weekend. Passengers said it was just horrific, the conditions, and they didn't get any updates from the crew for like 12 hours. Carnival crew said the storm delayed the ship's arrival to Charleston about 9 hours. But it's the worst nightmare for somebody that's on a ship. Think about it. I've never taken a cruise, and this is some of the reasons why. So this rough coastal storm hit over the weekend. It flooded some of the decks of the ship, and it delayed the return to port. Heavy rain, strong winds rocking the ship. Some passengers were sick. They were terrified of the large waves, thinking, this ship's going down, but we're not hearing anything about it. What do we do? Evacuate, get to the life rafts, whatever. And the cruise line said it happened in the middle of the night, so they're not going to break protocol and make announcements and let people know what's happening. One passenger posted a video of the interior, I was looking at this, of a cabin as the storm hit the ship, and you could just see things just flying all over the place. It's crazy, right? And then there were things that happened in other areas of the ship. So it's one thing to see it. It was 14 levels. Imagine that. It was hitting up to the 14 levels. It was pretty freaky. They made it back. That's the good news. I think they should have broken the protocol and let people know what was happening. All right, coming up, a couple of great authors you don't want to miss next.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden spoke at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery today, remembering all those who made the ultimate sacrifice serving our country.
To once again stand amid the rows and rows of marble stones and bear witness to the brave women and men who served and sacrificed for our freedom and for our future.
Biden said we must never forget what the rows and rows of marble markers at Arlington represent. A vote is expected this week in the House of Representatives on the bipartisan deal reached to raise the debt ceiling. President said the package is an important step forward that will reduce spending and grow the economy while avoiding a default. The trial of the man accused of killing 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh in 2018 is set to begin tomorrow. Jury selection in Robert Bauer's capital murder case wrapped up last week. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's so easy.
Joins us. She's got a book called Healthy Never Tasted So Good. That nails it right there. Because there's so many ways that you can eat healthy, our excuses are dwindling. And we hear people all the time talk about, I'm too busy, I don't have time to cook. And so you see people with what I call the bag of food. It's just, oh, let me just go through the drive-through. But what if you could cook easy? And what if you had a plan? And what if you could eat healthy and you felt better? That sounds good to me. And Cherie is all about that. So she's in our author's corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Cherie, thanks so much for popping on.
Yes, thank you for having me, Kate.
So what drove you to write the book in the first place?
I was in medical school in Arizona for naturopathic medicine, and I was learning that I had health issues myself, polycystic ovarian syndrome. And, of course, like many other people, I was given prescriptions and, of course, the rat race of prescriptions and nothing ever helping other than just a Band-Aid. So when I was in medical school, we were learning about nutrition. We had 2 full years of nutrition of micronutrients, macronutrients, vegetables, fruits, things like this that we take for granted and that we may not always eat. So by writing this book, I said, you know, if I take out dairy and I do the things that I know I should do or that I've been told or recommended to do, then I won't have these health challenges. So this book is an introductory of health because I am from the South. And even though I grew up eating relatively healthy, I'm still from the South. So that meant food was cooked in lard sometimes, you know. So I figured if I write this book, it is a small step, an incremental step to getting healthy. It's all a mindset. And if we change, you know, oh, it doesn't taste what I'm used to, well, then it's still healthy. and bit by bit, our mindset changes. We are able to eat healthy on the go, and healthy is really good. So I was writing.
So let me stop you there. Along those same lines, in writing this and what you found with what happened with you, when you made that transition, what happened to you?
I cut out dairy. So in having polycystic ovarian syndrome, I had ultrasound, and the doctors didn't see the cyst on my ovaries. I had 15 on one ovary and 12 on another when I was 13. So making these changes, I didn't have the cyst any longer. The doctors, once they did the ultrasound, were not able to see cysts, and they were like, well, what did you do? Or they didn't even care. They were like, well, whatever you did, keep doing it, because I never had the cyst anymore. And I was like, it's true. We have to be, you know, what we are and what we eat.
Yes. You know, in your preface, it's so well written. You talk about food is our first, safest, and most powerful medicine. And then you say, however, it can be a slow ticket to death. And your example is a good example of what you did, what you changed. And it's interesting. You say, did you know that more than 95% of all chronic disease is caused by food choice, toxic food ingredients, nutritional deficiencies, and lack of exercise? So you must have been chomping at the bit to share this with everybody.
Yes, I was. And that, you know, I was, because everything in life is about a choice. Do I have the chocolate chip cookie or do I have the fried chicken? Oh, my goodness, it's a tough decision. Well, let's have the chocolate chip cookie and exercise and water. You know, life is about balance, but it's about which choice do we make? If they're both, you know, we have choices of making a healthy choice, and we have choices, you know, in every bit, everything we do in life, we have a choice. So it is, I'm sorry, Kate, I probably missed her. I got excited, but I probably missed the question.
No, you're saying it. It's everything is a choice in life, and you were anxious to share this with everyone. And what I like about this for people listening, because you can get the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, is it's easy to do. You lay out the recipe so easy. Veggie omelet with turkey, bacon, and spinach. That's an example. I'm a breakfast person. Sounds good. Hash brown breakfast pizza, because you said you grew up in the South, and so you get what the food is like there. Listen, I grew up outside of Philly. Hello, cheesesteaks. I mean, pizza. Pizza for breakfast? Yeah. So hash brown breakfast pizza sounds really, really good. And the idea of this is the food tastes good, right?
Yes, it tastes amazing. And you're still, check this, the best part is the food tastes amazing, and you're still getting your fruits and vegetables for the day. Which means if you choose to do vegetables, you know, each meal you have, then guess what? That means less supplements you have to take in the day.
Yeah,
because we're getting our first medicine in.
Oh, that is so, so, so key. All right, so in your book, people will find these recipes. And I asked you, like, what was one of your favorites? And you talked about, because I'm a pasta person, you talked about spaghetti squash. So
yes.
What's that like? It has the texture of pasta, right?
Right. Well, it does have the texture of pasta. So it's more so, it's a spaghetti squash boat. It has the texture of pasta, yes, but it has a crunch of a carrot a little bit, or maybe
right.
like a steamed carrot. But and that's the thing, it looks like spaghetti, because the spaghetti squash, you once you bake it in the oven, then you get a fork, and it looks literally like spaghetti or angel hair pasta. But it's a vegetable, so it's so good and healthy for you, and it has all the vitamins that you would need, zinc, manganese, you know, things like this that help the bones. So if your doctors are ever like, oh, you need more of this particular vitamin, eat your food. Eat specific foods. So pasta is my favorite, but because pasta can lead to, you know, bloating and gas, and it can make me gain weight, then here's an alternative. Spaghetti squash.
Yeah. Wow, such a great suggestion. Okay, so also in this book, what I like, and I said this at the beginning, is that you can cook these. These are easy, and quickly you can make them. How important was that for you when you put this book together to find things that would be easy to make and people can make them quickly?
It was super important because I was in medical school. So taking up to 28 credits in three in a semester, I have to, you know, yes, I'm a student, but I have to realize, you know, time management is so important. Not only do I have to sit and study, but I have to figure out what I'm going to eat if I'm not going to go out. So time management is important. So if I wasn't making the meals, you know, once a day, some of these meals take 10 or 12 minutes in a whole day. So if I wasn't making the meal in a whole day, then on the weekend, when I was off or when I had more free time, then I was meal prepping for the whole week to come. It was very important. And the meals are quick. They're easy.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of these meals you can buy, like lentils, you can buy from Trader Joe's already, you know, packaged and warm, packaged. You just warm them and add them. So a lot of the meals are very quick, very easy. You add your own seasoning. And a lot of these, of course, a lot of these are homemade, but it's quick.
Right.
We all have time.
Yeah, that's true. Right. We all have time. Would you rather have the time to turn this ship around or have to take a lot of medicines and go through what you yourself went through? And then all of a sudden you're not dealing with that issue anymore, which is a big one.
Right. But the choice, we have to choose. Do we want to take the medications and not do the work? Or do we want to explore and try different foods and do the work and not be on medication?
Yeah. What's exciting to me is that more people are starting to understand this. Do you feel like that now, that more people are getting this?
Yes. Slowly, more people are getting it, but they're on the, I'll take a supplement instead. And so they're loading their brown bags with supplements. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. But how about we eat, you know, our fruits and vegetables? And we do small, you know, today, if you have, you know, half your body weight in water, okay, these are small incremental changes that you can make. Tomorrow, how about we have fruit, you know, first thing after we drink water? Or how about, you know, we add cinnamon if those are pre-diabetic. You know, it's small changes that make a big difference.
Oh, I love that you said that, small changes. All right, so how about you? You went through the whole medical school. You turned things around. How is life for you now?
Life is great. I'm a licensed acupuncturist in North Carolina, working, doing house calls, but also working for the VA. And life is good. Life is great. So, and I'm also incorporating nutrition, of course, not only with individual patients, but I'm doing lectures, you know, for women to know. Well, most of the time it's women, but for women, because women are the health of the household. Did you all know?
Mm-hmm.
We determine what happens a lot of times with our families based on what we put in the refrigerator or what we purchase or what we allow the kids to purchase. But we are the health of the household. So a lot of time the lectures are about nutrition and what we can do and what kind of decisions we can put on our plate and all the things. Because if we continue to do what we think is healthy or what is right, then we don't get different outlooks.
Boy, so, so true. And again, you can get the book on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or you can go to pageturner.us bookstore. Beautiful cover. What a great conversation. Cherie, keep preaching that word. I think it's so important for people. I know, because I work on it every single day. Thanks.
Yes, it is important. Even a little bit every day, they add up.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Kate.
well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Lighthouse. We have Linda Gallagher with us on Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And boy, what an interesting life that she's led, the places that she's gone and the things that she's seen and all of the music that she's been a part of. 14 albums in all, maybe even more than that. She has lived a life for sure. Linda, thanks for coming on.
I'm so happy to be here, Kate.
So, first of all, I set you up for this background. Tell me about India and tell me about your path and what's happened with you.
Well, just to give it very short idea of where I've come from, I ended up at 30 years of age in Alcoholics Anonymous. I was a very lost person, and truly, saved by grace, my life began to turn around with definitely healings of my thinking, my heart, and my body. And in that process, I met a beautiful man who was also in recovery, quite a few years older than me, who was a fantastic musician. I myself was a singer, but it had been locked in a closet for a long time. We stepped out together. We started being presented all over the U.S., and were signed by Columbia Artists of New York City. You've heard of Columbia Artists. And we were going on a nationwide tour, and we thought he had the flu. And all of a sudden, Dave was dead 8 days later of acute leukemia.
Wow.
So we were living by the seed of a mustard seed of faith. We had turned to a higher power. God had become active in our lives. And yet at the same time, when all of this happened, I had 9 major losses that came down behind Dave's sudden demise. And I ended up having to move out of Mendocino, where we lived, back to the Bay Area, lived in a little room for 3.5 years. I didn't play any instruments. I was not a solo singer, and God had something else in store for me. So to tell you the story about how the Distant Lighthouse came about, one night when I was in so much grief, yelling out loud, crying, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I had had 30 different jobs before I was 30 years of age, so I could do a lot of things. However, I had no clue. And all of a sudden, there was a presence in my little room that I was in this place that I was living. And I was so startled, I just turned as white as a ghost. And it spoke to me, and it said, you know how to get a job. What you don't know how to do is trust in me. So shortly after that, every morning I would go to a little restaurant in Sausalito, have an egg and a cup of coffee, and all of a sudden this presence was telling me this message, which came in the form of a lighthouse out in the middle of the ocean all by itself, which was exactly how I felt. And I started writing madly in my journal everything that it was telling me. What had happened? Why are you, you know, the lostness and all of the fear and the self-doubt and everything. And it was taking me through this journey of consciousness, of soul. And it showed me that I had forgotten the most important part of the journey that I had been awakened on at 30 years of age, because of the grief and the fear and blah, blah, blah. And it said in that statement, what have I forgotten? I need to know. And so in the message of the book, because I feel the book is not just a story. Yes, it comes in story form, but it's a message for everyone, because we all go through these various chapters. Sometimes it's loving, sometimes it's challenging, and sometimes it's very lost. And that's how the world is. And so what happened to me was that I realized I had to call somebody when I was so down. And I called my dear AA brother who lived in a different city. And I called him and said, Don, I've forgotten who I am. And he started telling me. He became my light keeper, which is in the book. It's called The Light Keeper. Mm-hmm. And he started through this contact on the phone, because that was a guidance to call him. He started telling me everything about who I really am. And it was the beginning, a new chapter. I was able to begin to stand up, as fearful as the situation was, so to speak, of how I was living. So I picked up a ukulele, because Dave was this amazing musician, and he had 9 ukuleles because he was from Hawaii. And I started being taught by the Spirit how to find the chords. I started using the ukulele. All of these little songs started coming to my heart. I started stepping out and wanting to share what I had been given, so I'd find myself in this spiritual community over here, this one over here. I put together a band, me with the ukulele, 4 other fantastic musicians, and we started playing all over. It's called Linda Gallagher and Company. And as time went on, then I picked up the guitar, because another musician said, you got to get off the ukulele, you got to get on the guitar. And of course, that was another huge stretch. And down the road, you know, this story, which is really God's message, it's all about within you. Within, and I say this to all the people that may be listening to this morning, I am not just invite you, I encourage you to pick up this book, because it's a message for all of us. It's telling us you have been overlaid on your heart by the ideas of the world, that you're separate. You're not separate. There's a oneness that's active within us, but it's overlaid by a lot of negativity and separation ideas. And in the book, it says, you must keep your window clean, the window of your heart. Dirty windows stop the light that you really are from expanding and going out and showing you the way, because the light is telling us the way. It's a lamp under our feet, helping us to walk forward and expand so that our true purpose in being embodied in these bodies in this lifetime, we've lost our true purpose. And as soon as this light begins to infiltrate once again into our awareness, we begin to do things that may to the human piece of us is a little big challenging. We find ourselves in our right place and our purpose beginning to fulfill us, because it's only with the true purpose will we experience the fulfillment and joy of why we're here in this lifetime. So it's like I am today living the life of the lighthouse that finally remembered the light keeper. Oh my God. And the light keeper, which is this higher place in us. We can call it God. We can call it Christ. It's up to you what has connected with you, but it's real. And it has come to me literally as a light in the middle of the night. This was back in the late 80s. I was lifted out of my bed into this light, and it is huge. And it's real. And it's ever since then, my mantra is Om Light. Om Light. That's the license plate on my car. Mm-hmm. Om Light. Because the reality has shown me tangibly true purpose of why I was placed here in this lifetime. And it isn't just all about me. It's to be manifest what I was created to express. And to go beyond merely the human, but to realize there is a living spirit. It is the spirit of the living God that's within us. And it wants to manifest as an awareness, which is pure light and love. And so that's the message of why I'm talking to everybody today. I'm looking at the clock, and it looks like I only have about a minute left, right?
Yeah, we have a minute left. So summing it all up, I think you're telling us what you hope people understand. And once you find that out, your life changes, doesn't it? You get that being on purpose living, and you experience joy. And I think that's what your book is about.
That's exactly right. And that joy is the infallible sign of the presence of God. And it's like, we're here to walk in that light. We're not here any longer to be caught up by the stupid of the world's thinking. We're meant to go within, because that's where the light resides. It's within our hearts. It's within our hearts, not in our think-a-thon.
I like that. Not in our think-a-thon. So you've said it all. Pick up the book, The Distant Lighthouse by Linda Gallagher. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Linda, thank you.
Thank you, Kate. And thank everybody. I'm sending you lots of love and light.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney with an important announcement about a very serious condition.
May 24th is World Schizophrenia Day, dedicated to raising awareness of a condition affecting about 2.9 million American adults. Some symptoms of schizophrenia may include hallucinations, delusions, social withdrawal, and disorganized speech. People living with schizophrenia also may have trouble focusing or paying attention and can have difficulty with activities that are important to them. The good news is that treatment options for schizophrenia are available. It's important to talk to your healthcare provider about which treatment approach might be right for you. One way to receive schizophrenia treatment you might not know about is a long-acting injectable, or LAI. An LAI is an injection given by a healthcare provider and can last weeks or months depending on the medication chosen. To learn more about schizophrenia and an LAI treatment option for adults with schizophrenia, visit LAItreatmentOption.com. This content is sponsored by Alkermes, Inc.